disappointment again, I suppose, really, a home defeat. 8 defeats out of 14 games now. It's proving to be a long, hard season.
It certainly is, yeah. It's disappointing for everybody around the club. I thought the first half, we've probably had enough to maybe just edge it in the first half, and I think we had two or three great balls went across the box, but unfortunately didn't get on the end of it. And I think the fans appreciated the first half. We played a lot of football. We tried to keep a good shape, and I think we've worked very hard in the training ground to try and develop our game to suit the players that we've got. However, I think the second half fell foul of the same thing as happened at Barrow last week. It seems to be that we start sloppy. That's something I think that has to be looked at, obviously. And I think that when we go a goal down, as we did, a lot of the young lads in particular, but team as a whole, confidence seems to go, and then we go back into our shells. And if you looked at that in the second half, and then obviously we went down to 10 men, which was very unfortunate. As soon as you go down to 10 men, you almost feel that the lads are looking at a defeat in the face. And in fact, the last 10 minutes, we showed a little bit of desire and a little bit of passion to try and get into the box and maybe get a goal. But it's all too little too late, and it seems to be where we are at the moment. That's what's making it very difficult.
Off the field, we know Harry is a continuing central manager. There have obviously been, you know, movements of 40, you know, in the lead up to this, and the concern. I know that there were things regarding the Tim Flowers and Gary Wild situation that you'd like to point out to supporters who feel perhaps a little confused at the situation that actually brought about.
Yeah, I can understand the confusion, and it wasn't a particularly nice time for anybody concerned. Obviously, we as a board felt we needed to make a decision regarding the management situation. That obviously started with the Mark Crichton situation, really, where we felt that the first 7 games, in particular 8 games, I think, in fact, it got to about 9 games, I think, and we hadn't had a win, and we felt that the way we were playing wasn't good. And if you felt that if we continued to play as we did, that we certainly would struggle. So we felt that the way forward was that we have to work with a lower budget, with players that are coming up the way, and certainly younger players, that we needed to play a style of football that was going to probably get the best out of them. I think in conjunction with Gary, and we worked very closely on Gary, he was fully aware of the situation, is that we all agreed that the way forward was to recruit a head coach. I know it's a term, and it's a modern day term for a manager, but it's a different kind of manager. It's a manager that's on the training ground, who has a sort of elite coach experience where developing younger players, because I think that's the future of the club going forward based on the finances that we've got. And I think that would be that's a good philosophy. So we knew the kind of thing we wanted. Now, it was obvious that at the time when I sat down with Gary and Tim Flowers, who was left, obviously, it was the week before Gary left, that we wanted to give that position to somebody else that was on the training ground, and we felt it was only right that we offer it to Tim. Now, I sat with Tim and Gary on the Friday before the Halifax game, I think it was, and we had a lengthy discussion about it. And in principle, the feeling was that Tim would be given the opportunity. And in fairness to Tim, what he did say was that, yes, I'm very interested, Chairman. And what I'll do is I'll have a think about it over a few days. And to be honest with you, we thought he'd embraced it enough that he was going to take it. That within 24 hours, it was very obvious that something had changed, because going up to Halifax, that I had a conversation with him briefly, and it wasn't one that you would expect of somebody that was maybe looking to go forward. So it caused us a few problems, and very quickly we realised that maybe Tim wasn't going to take it and wasn't probably seeing himself in that role. So we reacted very quickly. I think by the middle of the week we'd established, Tim and I, that that wasn't going to be, and then we decided that we would then identify the criteria that we wanted for the club going forward. And it's one of those situations. We're in a very, very delicate scenario on the football front. We've worked extremely hard off the pitch, and we're really pleased that the stability that we've got off the field, although it's still very challenging. However, we're in the market now of not being able to go and get the kind of players that probably would help you have an instant impact in the league. We haven't got that kind of finances. We've got to work within the budgets we've got, and that was already slightly over anyway. And so therefore, the kind of coach that we want, a head coach we want, is somebody that has got a very, very good CV, and we had ticked off the boxes, and we had identified somebody that we wanted to speak to. And we've been doing that ever since. And that conversation has been longer than we would anticipate, but there are complications. So at this moment in time, we are very, very hopeful that if we get the person that we're after, he ticks all the boxes for us. If that doesn't happen, we have had a fantastic response, even though we didn't advertise the position. But we are looking for a specific kind of role. And at the moment, until such times that we know that this particular person is coming or isn't coming, then if we have to go back to the normal route, and what we will do is establish a short list, and we've got probably four or five within the ones that have come to us as applications that fit the criteria that we're looking at. But we're not really going to look at them until we know for definite that our number one choice isn't available. So we're hopeful that that's going to be within the next sort of 7 or 8 days. I'm hopeful that we need to establish a situation. We can't wait forever, obviously, but I don't want to rush it. It's such a key position this time. What we're going to do, what we want to do, is create the situation that's going to take us forward for long term, not something that's just going to try and impact for this season, although this season is very, very important.
In terms of the potential appointment, is that person currently with another club and needs to be released?
He's under contract, yeah. He's under contract at the moment. So, at the end of the day, we've got to do everything right. And first and foremost, the person's going to want the job. And if he wants the job, then we've got to try and get around the complications of that. So the reality is that there's quite a few things to still discuss, and there's quite a bit of discussion to go on. But look, we're keeping that door ajar, because the person that we're thinking about ticks all the boxes.
Well, let's hope that'll be resolved quickly. Do you feel that may be even resolved in time for potentially Boreham Wood on Tuesday?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't like to say, because I did when the situation changed, I did sort of say that we were hopeful to try and get somebody in fairly quickly. It's become a little bit more complicated. That's the scenario. We've got the interest. It's whether or not it's going to fall into our lap or not. So, as I say, there's a lot of negotiations going on at the moment. But I don't want to say any more than that at this stage, really. But I can understand the fans' frustration. We do need somebody in place. Although Neil McFarlane, who is on the touchline today, has worked with the lads all week, and I can see improvements in the players. I can see improvements in the way we're playing. But it's not at the moment. It's not getting us a result. And I think everybody wants a lift at the moment. We all want 3 points. And I certainly believe there's enough in the squad to get us that, but I still think we need two or three players. We've signed Zane Francis this week, and we need another two or three of his ilk. The guy's got experience in the Premier League in Scotland. I think it's over 70-odd appearances for Motherwell. So we need a little bit more strength in the side as well. We've asked a lot of young players, and it's difficult when they're not getting the result. They can sense that everybody's desperate for the 3 points, so when things don't go our way, you can see that they start to fold inwards. So that's something we've got to work at, and we've got to deal with.